Now, Pamela McCall on CFAX 1070.
Good morning. Great to have you with us. Time for a change. The onset of autumn makes it a natural time to clear out some, or maybe a lot, of clutter, making way for a new season. Who better to give us advice on that than the clutter queen herself, Barbara McDonnell. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Pamela.
Great to have you back on the show.
Nice to be here.
Yeah. I'm curious, how did you get into the business of helping people declutter?
Oh, well, I was always a very organized person. Even as a young kid, I shared my bedroom with my sister, Carol, and I had very specific spots for everything. And if she moved something even an inch, I went nuts. And, of course, it caused a lot of family friction, and it was never settled until she got her own room, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I was like that, and then I was an executive secretary for 35 years, and that was organizing other people and creating systems that would streamline office.
Right. Well, good for you. So it comes to you naturally.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you think that organization is the key to survival. Tell us about that.
Well, because we're all so busy and stressed these days, if you're not organized, it just makes your life a lot more difficult than it needs to be. And by creating a few simple systems, you can save time and effort and the stress, especially if you're losing things. And I think because we're so busy, we do that. I'm older, so I'm at that age where I put something down and then I can't find it. And I live alone. You know, I can blame the cats, but that doesn't get me anywhere. So if you have a place where you put that thing, if it's your car keys, you put those keys in that place every single time, and then you're not searching for them in a panic at the last minute as you're trying to get out the door for an appointment.
Mm-hmm. Well, it all sounds reasonable, but there's some of us that just keep doing it over and over. You know, we lose our keys and then
right.
think, oh, you know, at some point we'll change our habits. But do we have to be wired like you are in order to get this, or can we turn things around?
You can turn things around. They say that 75% of people are not naturally organized.
And 75% of us?
Yes, yes. So that leaves very few of us who are. And again, by incorporating those simple systems, you are making things a whole lot easier for yourself. It's not the, oh gosh, where did I leave that? But, oh right, this is where I keep the keys.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And why is it a good idea to declutter seasonally?
Well, as you transition, especially right now, we've had a fantastic summer and the darn thing's over, and I think we're all resisting the fact that summer is gone and now we're looking at autumn. It's necessary to make some transitions to ease that change. And I don't think any of us, very few of us anyway, really embrace change. So the more you can do to make it simpler, the happier you're going to be. So as you're transitioning from outside living, which I think that's what we've all done over the last, I don't know, it seems to me like we started having good weather in about February this year. So you're getting back inside your home, and you might be surprised to encounter clutter. You know, we haven't been dealing with the inside stuff for a long time. But that's not a problem. You can make more space by doing a quick unclutter project or two, and that will decrease housework, for one thing, and I think we're all up for that, and maybe make you a little money selling stuff. So one of the things I'd suggest is with the weather cooling and sweaters and jackets and real shoes being needed, the entrance can very quickly get cluttered because you're going to be adding heavier things. So that can be avoided by gathering all your summer things, your shorts, etc., launder them, and get those sandals out of there too, and put all that out-of-season stuff in lidded bins. It might be Rubbermaid, but there's all sorts of other things too. label those bins summer clothes and then store those bins in a spare room, maybe garage or basement, somewhere away from that entrance, because you want the entrance to be safe and you want it to be efficient.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what about the people that, you know, it's not just a seasonal thing. They've been hanging on to stuff for years.
Yeah.
And especially this past summer, for people who don't have heat coolers or heat pumps and air conditioning, it's going to be pretty hot in some of the homes, and stuff might have fallen by the wayside.
Yes, it's very true. And I think it's often a life crisis that makes us, forces us, I guess, to face that clutter and realize we can't keep on running our lives like this. We've got to get rid of some of it. And by the time people make that decision, they kind of want to start now. And often they have to wait a little bit until they can get people to help them or whatever their situation is. But I'm sorry, I've lost track of...
Yeah, we're just talking about people, you know, we're not talking about, well, we could get into that, into you know, clinical hoarders, but people just buying so much stuff these days, mm-hmm. and then we get overwhelmed, and maybe you get some sentimental things that you don't want to get rid of, and it can hit overwhelm for people. People have storage units. People have garages brimming.
Yes. So I think the main thing is to take some action. It doesn't have to be huge, but if you take action, things start to change. The physical look will change, and it'll feel different. And that can motivate you to keep going. It can make you go, whoa, yeah, I can see my floor now, or I can sense the difference that this is making. I'm going to keep going. And the secret is to just start. So that might be going into the room that's giving you the most grief, the room that you spend the most time in. And you just start in one corner and start working your way around the room. And if you're overwhelmed after 10 minutes, stop. Have a cup of tea and go back to it maybe tomorrow, or maybe it's next week. But you've started making that change, and that is what's the most important.
Mm. Where do people really kind of fall down when you see it in terms of where we might need a little help? Is it clothing? Is it gadgets we buy?
It's everything, actually. And I couldn't say it's one thing more than another, and it's different according to the person. But a lot of it is just our culture is about getting more and more. And one way to control that is by making a habit of every new thing you bring into your home, into your life, you let at least one and preferably two things go. And often that's very easy to do. I find in my life, if I'm bringing something new into my life, it's often replacing something old. So it's the same thing. It's just an update of it. It's the newer sweater or the toaster that is replacing the one that just blew up. So if you keep doing that, you are not only getting rid of some of that excess, but you're staying in control of it and you're lessening it a little bit at a time.
Mm. Okay, when we come back, you have ears burning when you touched on the idea of being able to make money off of some of our old stuff. So we'll ask you about that and have you tell us about your new book when we come back.
Okay, thank you.
We are with the Clutter Queen, Barbara McDonnell. Stay with us here on CFAX 1070.
You can talk about the pit, barbecue, the band was jumping, the people too. Mess around, they're doing the mess around, they're doing the mess around, everybody doing the mess around.
Call us 250-386-1161 or on your cell at Star 1070. Pamela McCall on CFAX 1070.
This program is brought to you by Rock Bay Footwear for orthopedic and custom-made footwear.
Win free groceries for a year with the CFAX 1070 Great Grocery Giveaway. Watch for Adventure Al Farabee to reveal the Thrifty Foods product during CTV News Vancouver Island. Remember that item. And listen the next weekday morning at 7:15. You could win a $50 Thrifty Foods Smile Card and free groceries for a year. Win with Terry Moore afternoons at 4:50. The CFAX 1070 Great Grocery Giveaway from Thrifty Foods and CFAX 1070.
SignatureVacations.com. Offering Canada's favorite all-inclusive resorts in Mexico, packaged with Sunwing Airlines champagne service, including complimentary meals, wine, and in-flight movies. Signature Vacations is absolutely all-inclusive. Book your winter vacation today and save up to 40%. Mexico, live it to believe it.
The perfect getaway is just a click away. It's absolutely all-inclusive. Signature Vacations.
I'm Al Farabee with the latest from CFAX Santa's Anonymous. Congratulations to the Bottle Depot on their $100,000 goal of helping local charities in Greater Victoria through their Charity Bin program. If your business is interested in creating a special event to help local children in need, contact the CFAX Santa's Anonymous Society at CFAXSantas.com.
Helping Victoria children and families in need, no matter what the need. Donate to CFAX Santa's Anonymous now at CFAX1070.com.
You want comfortable shoes that take your pain away, but comfort's not enough. They need to be well made and stylish. And when you go to get fitted, it better be close by. Only one place ticks every box. Rock Bay Footwear. Orthopedic footwear, handcrafted on-site in Victoria by professionals. One more thing. If you want elegant custom-made shoes or boots that aren't orthopedic, Rock Bay Footwear does that too. Book an appointment today. Beautiful, handcrafted, right here in Victoria. RockBayFootwear.com.
I just took my Ford to my Ford store for the works. It's an inspection of up to 83 points, including oil change and required tire rotation for $69.99. It also includes a vehicle report card that details maintenance I'll need in the future. So there's no surprises, which is unfortunate, because I could really use a big surprise right about now. When it comes to your Ford, beware of parts unknown. Taxes extra. See participating store for conditions and details. Could I get a glass of water?
Thrifty Foods now has Air Miles Reward Miles. Now you can earn one reward mile for every $20 in purchases, and you can redeem for free groceries right at the till with Air Miles Cash. Get $10 in free groceries when you redeem 95 reward miles. Plus, only Thrifty Foods has better bonus days, so you can earn and redeem even faster. Check out our flyer for the Better Bonus Days coupon to earn 50 Air Miles Reward Miles with a purchase of $50 or more. Terms and conditions apply. Visit airmiles.ca or see in store for details.
This is a special place.
And the Victoria Royals have done it.
They've done it!
The franchise record for points in a season.
Because there's something special about this team.
Soy drives down the wing, beats a man, short side shot, he scores! There's Tyler Soy. Playing with some confidence out there.
And this rink is where I want to be when it all comes together.
Woo! What action, what a game!
Get your Victoria Royals season tickets today at victoriaroyals.com.
Where the conversation gets steeped. Cafe Victoria Saturday with Bruce Williams at 3 on CFAX 1070. Bringing you deeper into the story. Pamela McCaw on CFAX 1070.
Are you overwhelmed by clutter? What are you doing about it? My guest right now is the clutter queen, Barbara McDonnell. Let's get to the phones. Hi, Kevin. You're on CFAX 1070.
Yep.
Hey, Kevin.
Hang on. I just got another call.
Oh, okay. Call us back there, Kevin. Hopefully there's no clutter in the way between you and that phone call. When it comes to making money off of our stuff, what's the best advice when we go through our stuff? What can we actually sell that people are going to want to buy?
Just about anything, as long as it's in good shape. And sometimes it's surprising what people are interested in. And there's always usevictoria.com, which is a free site, so you can list something there, and if it doesn't sell, you haven't lost anything. Clothing, I want to talk about clothing right now in our closets because of the transition in weather. And it's important right now to make space in your closet for the bulkier clothing. And you probably have clothes in there that no longer fit or out of style, and some of them you might not even like anymore. So if you box those still in fashion and excellent shape clothes for a consignment shop, in 3 months or so, you get a nice fat check. And that's got to be motivation. The stuff that someone else could use, you can donate, and then just kiss the rest of that stuff goodbye. I mean, if you don't need it, make space, and then you've got a closet that you can easily access the clothes you do wear, and not have to iron them again, even though you've already ironed them. You put them in your crowded closet, and, oh, my gosh, now they need ironing before you wear them.
Yeah, fair
enough.
That's
no good. Yeah. And you can store the out-of-season clothing that you're going to keep in underbed containers or somewhere other than those everyday closets, maybe a wardrobe in the spare room or in the basement or garage, because you're not going to need them for another 8 months or so.
Right, unless you're going to Mexico. But then
easily accessed,
right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's get Kevin's back. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, sorry about that. Technical problems with my phone.
Yeah.
We just ran through the situation where, A, I lost my mother-in-law, so we had to incorporate all of her stuff into a couple of housings. My mother downsized from my family home, which is a four-bedroom house, to a two-bedroom townhouse. So, again, more stuff being moved around. My daughter moved. So we incorporated a whole whack of stuff into our home where it just became overwhelming. We couldn't even keep up to our own stuff. So, as your client said, you know, it's time to figure out what's important, what to keep. So we ended up having a giant garage sale. But we only put things out that were actually worth things, you know. And it's not about making money. It's about recuperating money. Because obviously you paid for it at one time. So you're just trying to get some of your money back. But my suggestion is, if it's really just about eliminating stuff, I suggest donating it to a good charity. It will make you feel so good when you show up to the doorstep of one of these communities, and we like Kool-Aid Society, and just the joy in their eyes seeing that you're donating. And I have to stress, don't donate garbage that they're going to have to deal with and pay to get rid of.
Yeah, but, you're here.
You know, it costs them money to get rid of stuff, but, you know, it's a great feeling to donate these items to people and let somebody else enjoy, you know, Christmas items and that, and whatever it is. But make sure you just don't donate garbage. But
thanks,
they've
Kevin.
Also proved that if you live in clutter, you live in chaos, and it's not good for your health.
Yeah, here, here. Thanks for your call, Kevin.
Kevin, that's absolutely true, and I find a lot of people, they get really stuck on the, well, I paid a lot of money for it, so I want some money back from it. But if they're overwhelmed with it, like Kevin obviously and his family are, I mean, it's just too much. So it's so much easier to just take a load or two to a charity, and it's done. Right away, you've got more space, and you've dealt with it, and you're going to feel a whole lot better.
I like his advice, too. You know, send the stuff that you don't want, make sure that it's usable, so
absolutely,
people volunteering at the charities don't have to go through it. Nathan writes on Facebook, I'm a clean and tidy guy. Always have been, always will be. Even as a kid, I had a tidy bedroom. Unfortunately, people find safety and security when surrounding themselves with clutter, but it's all too often it turns into hoarding.
Right.
It's extremely unhealthy from a sanitary standpoint. What do you think on that?
Well, he's absolutely right. And sometimes, well, people don't realize until someone like me comes along and says, okay, why are you keeping this? And then I get the story. And by the end of the story, they may already have made the decision, realize, you know, that was then, this is now, I don't need to keep this. So the reason that I kept it in the first place has gone with time. And sentiment can be a big issue, but you can't be sentimental about everything. And so it's a matter of prioritizing, okay, yes, I need to keep this to remind me of my mother, but I don't need to keep everything that belonged to her.
Mm-hmm.
It's being discriminating.
Yeah. Okay, let's see what Dawn has to say this morning. Good morning, Dawn. You're on CFAX.
Yes, good morning to you both. My observation, they call it camping when we say we want to go camping. I say we go cluttering, because when I've camped, I've watched people come in, maybe with an RV that's decked out to, you know, the point where the generator pops out, the satellite dish comes on, and, you know, it's got every service known to mankind in a, you know, 12 by 20 foot box. And it seems that we have this perpetual need to clutter up our lives for whatever reason. And I thought camping, as some people like to call it, to get away from it, so to speak, it's obvious. We're kind of a funny critter that way.
Yeah. We want our creature comforts.
I would say that's fine, and I don't really mind that, but don't tell me you're trying to get away from it. You're trying to take it with you.
Yes, exactly.
It's like we're like turtles with our shells on our backs.
Yes.
Thanks for your call, Don.
Okay.
Sheila writes in, I built a karma shack on my property, and I give my stuff away, and the community has joined in up on East Shawnigan Road. It's brilliant and getting lots of good sharing. There's a good idea.
It is.
Tell us about your new book.
Okay, well, I had so many people phone me who just simply couldn't afford my services, and I thought...
What do you charge?
For my services?
Yeah.
$55 an hour, $50 for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I thought, what can I do to help these people? Because I like to help. And so I wrote a do-it-yourself, unclutter and organize ebook. I spill the beans. It's called... The Clutter Queen spills. I spill the beans of everything I learned in my 11 years. And it's got organizing secrets, and it's funny, too. So it's three simple steps. They're easy to follow, and they take you through every space inside and some outside your home. I wrote it specifically for women because women were most of my clients. And so it's got dozens of fast fixes for busy women, and they can be accomplished in like 5 to 10 minutes flat.
Could the Clutter King use this as well?
He can, and I've actually had a few men read the book, and they really liked it. I think they also learned a lot about women.
Well, so give us a hint. What would be your top tip if people are overwhelmed and they want to get rid of clutter?
Let me think. I've got 10 top tips in it. I've already covered a couple of them.
Mm-hmm. But the question I have is, when people are overwhelmed, though, what's your best advice?
Just as I said earlier, to take action, even if it's just a small action, to start. It's one thing to say, okay, I need to get rid of this clutter now. Then you have to actually make a physical move to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and when we can find your ebook and advice where?
On my website. You can learn all sorts of things about it. You can download a free sneak peek, 26 pages of it. It's 133 pages in all. And my website is www.clutterqueen.ca.
All right. Well, I hope you get lots of traffic. And I thank you so much for
being
our Clutter Queen today.
Thank you.
All right. Take good care.
Bye-bye.
I've been chatting with the Clutter Queen, Barbara McDonnell, how to get rid of your stuff. Hey, Bruce.